not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter.
Happy Tuesday.
All right, she's back in here. Her time is limited. College is calling her name.
It is. I got my parking permit this morning. Man.
Yeah, and you said it wasn't cheap.
It was not cheap. Just to park my car.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's check out some temperatures. 96 at Arnett. Home of Lord Campbell, famous Lord Campbell. 96 at Cheyenne, 101 at Hollis, and the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma, there's a two-way tie. Altus and Freedom.
It's hot.
Yep, 96 at Slap Out, 98 at Fort Cobb.
Why is Freedom 102, but all of the surrounding towns are like... 95, 96.
Maybe it was the maintenance mezzanette was doing on their deal yesterday.
Okay.
102 at Odell, so 102 at Altus is right. 100 at Wellington, 101 at Dozer, 98 at Canadian, and 97 degrees at Lipscomb. And I haven't gave a temperature in quite a while for Paladura Reservoir. It's 95 degrees. Anyway, I did a little, me and my man DH from Hobart, met down at the pivot of corn down at Granite today. We're in our, a lot of people have already done this, so this is new to me. And I've called a couple of friends for advice on this. We added tanks to the pivot for putting fertilizer down. We got that going, and one of the nozzles was plugged up and we was on our way out. So I dove in there like a swimming pool and unplugged it, and I was wet and it felt good. I'm not gonna lie. I was wet when I got the office here. Luckily, I keep extra clothes here. So anyway, we got that all going. So everything's going good, and we got lots to do today. First of all, I got some breaking news. Two more cows of the stolen cattle out of Greer County have been found. So we're down to three: a bull and two cows, I believe. Special Agent Devin Huckabee. Huckabee, and it's not Huckabee. He's not kin to the guys over in Arkansas. So anyway, he's B-A-Y.
B-A-Y.
Yeah. Huckabee. Anyway, Devin. We'll just call him Devin. Anyway, he called me. He's with the Oklahoma Department of Ag, special agent there. Two more cows been found, and they were found approximately 2 miles east and 3 miles south of Triggers down here, 152 and 6 south. So three more's missing, two cows and a bull, and one of them is red. So you guys keep your eyes out open for them. D3 brand on all of them. D3 brand is on all of them. So anyway, great. We almost found all of them.
That's good.
So anyway, I guess the individual that got these cattle in the wrong way is going around turning them loose out on the road. So keep your eyes out down there, guys. You can get a hold of your sheriff or one of the special agents for Devin with the Oklahoma Department of Ag. Or anyway, let them know. Let's help find them. They got three more to find. It'd be great. So in segment two, Jill and I are changing the show up a little bit today. First of all, in segment two or three, Aubrey Latham is going to be on to talk about this cool sale auction that's coming up at Altus this weekend. So we'll talk about that in the third segment. But in segment two, we want listener participation.
Yes, yes. Please.
The Day in Ag Heifer text line is 580-225-9697. In that segment, we're going to be talking about the key word here, commercial cow-calf operation. Not registered, but commercial cow-calf operation. And we're going to be talking about whether to keep replacement heifers or buy replacements, whether it's heifers or buy them open and breed them yourself, or buy bred heifers, or maybe even go with some four-year-old cow-calf pairs.
Older cows that are
Would really like for you guys to participate in this with opinions. It's not going to get ugly. It's just Jill and Jimmy talking here. But there's a lot of pluses and minuses of either way.
Oh, for sure. There's advantages on both sides, but there's also disadvantages.
So anyway, we're going to be talking about that. And then Aubrey will be coming on in the third segment. And if we have to, we'll finish up with the heifer deal in the fourth segment. But Aubrey's coming on at 12:30. So let's see what happened overnight. The grains are all in the reds, but feeder cattle are up over $2 today, which is cool. Anyway, so overnight, December corn was down a little bit, quarter of a penny, not much. Chicago Board of Trade wheat is down 6 cents. Kansas City wheat was down 4. Minneapolis wheat was a penny lower. On Monday, the grain markets closed sharply lower on improved weekend weather and non-threatening forecasts for August. Yesterday, they predicted a 2-4% decline in crop conditions for the corn, soybeans, and spring wheat in the USDA crop progress. His predictions were spot on, and this is Al Claus. He's the managing director for Claus, and I hope I'm saying that right, Commodity Advisors. His predictions was spot on for corn and soybeans, as both saw a 2% decline in good or excellent ratings, but spring wheat saw a 7% decline, which he said should be bullish. Inspections for corn, soybeans, and wheat for overseas delivery were higher week over week, according to data from the USDA. Corn export inspections for the week ended on July 27th, increased to 522,000 metric tons, up from a little over 329,000 tons the week before. Soybean assessments, 329,518 metric tons. That's up from a little over 288,000 metric tons a week prior to that. Wheat export inspections jumped to 581,278 metric tons, the agency said in a report. That's up from 361,000, a little over that, metric tons the week before. So pretty good. Well, we got heat going on. Now we got flood concerns. The majority of the Midwest is quiet this morning as far as weather alerts go, but parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana are facing a flood threat, according to the National Weather Service. Central, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I think it's normal.
Coin handed me the Taylor Ranch Navigat Power Read.
I'm going to turn your mic off.
Anyway, that was sad.
Central Missouri is currently under a flood watch, with some areas facing a flood warning. And Southeast Missouri and Southern Illinois and Southwest Indiana, along with Western Kentucky, are face a hydraulic outlook alert. Never heard of that one before. Storms may develop as early as pre-dawn today, and I haven't checked it. I'll check it in the morning. More thunderstorms are expected to develop Tuesday night over Southeast Missouri, with another potentially heavier round over parts of Southern Illinois and Western Kentucky. Other than that, Southwest Missouri was dealing with severe heat. Some counties are under a heat advisory, and some face an excessive heat warning. And most parts of Western Oklahoma are under a heat advisory. Duh.
I can imagine why. Anyway, it's only just like 105 outside.
This is the warmest I've seen at the show here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in quite a while. It's 98.4 degrees here in Elk City already.
What's the heat?
Yeah, so today is what?
The Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. Happy Calf Hour.
Yeah, you hear about Taylor, right?
Yeah.
She got the engagement ring. Dr. Taylor is getting her. I wonder if she'll change her last name.
I was wondering that the other day, because it's Dr. Mouse. I was like,
that's a cool name.
I wanted to be a veterinarian long, long time ago before I realized I love animals way too much. I can never put down a dog or anything.
Right.
And I was like, that career just is not going to work for me. But when I did want to be a veterinarian, I told my dad, I think one day, I was like, if I get to put doctor in front of my name, I'm not changing my last name. It's just going to be Dr. Metter.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
So Christy, if one of you guys down there at the vet clinics listening, text into the text line.
Yeah, we want to know.
We want to know, is Taylor going to be called Dr. Taylor Mouse, or is it going to be Dr. Taylor Mouse Goodman?
Dash.
Yeah, with a dash in it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what's going on, because she's already, she got her dress over the weekend. She's just, she's in hog heaven, I guess. So anyway, and her to-be husband, 5 to 5:30 every morning, sends me a Snapchat. He's on his way to work.
Man, that's early.
Yeah, so anyway, luckily I'm hard hearing. He didn't wake me up at the time. So that's about time the dogs and me get outside anyway. So anyway, remember, next segment, keep in mind, commercial cow-calf operation. Do you keep replacement heifers and why? Or do you buy replacement heifers and why? This is all why.
The why is the most important part. If you text in, explain why, it helps us a little bit.
So anyway, we got lots of cattlemen out there listening. So let's take a Stockman's Vet break. And when we come back, I'll have a forecast for out Texas Panhandle. And we'll talk a little bit about Taylor and what they do. And then we'll get into our heated conversation that's coming. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know, you know, what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers, or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark.
with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. Happy Calf Hour. You got a cough button there.
I forgot about that.
Anyway.
The fact that I didn't know about this until like 6 months after working on here.
Yeah. 102 heat index, 103 at Wellington, Texas. 26% humidity, 61% dew point. The winds are out of the southwest at 16, with wind gust up to 22. Peak wind gust today, 26. No month-to-date precipitation. It's because it is August 1st, and 8-inch soil temperature right now is 90 degrees. The ground temperature is warm down there.
It's hot. Hey, it's the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour today. We are seeing a dramatic increase in foot rot cases as a result of the recent moisture. Early treatment is the key to avoid production loss and to minimize hoof, toe, and joint damage. Let us help as soon as lameness is detected. Also, please remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact Stockman's Veterinary Clinic for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. It's also time to plan spring calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly, especially since it's in the 100-degree weather for the next of the week. They are proudly serving all of western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. You can call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. Thank you, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic.
According to the text line, it's going to be called Dr. MG.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something different. I like it.
All right. Here we go.
Yeehaw.
So, we're talking current market prices, everything. Everything's current.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Commercial cow-calf operation. Jill, do you buy or raise replacements? What's your opinion?
So, okay, I'll give you my background first. We have a purebred Angus registered herd.
Okay.
For us, because we are registered and we are purebred, it is better for us to raise our own replacement heifers.
Okay.
That way we get a better look at genetics.
You already know them, really.
Exactly. They were raised in the environment. They're already very used to their environment that they're in. Genetics plays a really big role in how we raise our bulls and how we sell our bulls.
Okay.
We really look at our main goal, I would say, is that we want to raise bulls that also produce good quality beef. So we look at a lot of carcass numbers.
Right.
And that's what we really focus on.
Right.
Commercially, there's no wrong way. I'm just going to go out there and say there's no wrong answer
right
here. I think it just depends on what your ultimate goal is of your herd. If we had a commercial herd and we still, and our ultimate goal was to raise good quality beef, we would still look at carcass numbers if we wanted to look at genetics. If we were raising our replacement heifers, we would DNA test them so that we get that genetics back.
Just like Jimmy Taylor does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you want to go buy them, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to give you a scenario.
But.
Here comes the but.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a scenario. Say you are, and we're not going to throw like if you're 100 cow or 1,000 cow. I throw this out there at you. You're wanting to raise calves and wean them at 500 pounds and take them to the sale barn. What do you do? What would you do? Keep the heifers or just keep doing what you were doing? Buy some heifer. But like today, let's talk about today's prices. Me and you, we were just talking about that. So if you go to the sale barn right now, and you know, I'm gonna throw this in here because I go to quite a few sale barns, and I know a lot of people that buy cattle in there. All cattle that go through the sale barn are not problem childs.
No, okay?
They're not. All right, the week before last when I was at Elk City, I seen a really nice set of heifers come through there. So anyway, do I know the genetics? That would be the downfall. No. But if I can find out who sold those heifers there and talk to them.
You can find a lot about them.
You can find out a little bit about them. So a 750-pound heifer right now, this weekend, or yesterday and at Elk City, $235 a hundredweight. So that's $1,762 you figured up.
Yep.
Okay, so you go spend $1,762 for a heifer. Or for a group of heifers, let's say, per head, all right, you bring them home, calm them down. It's right now, it's a little late for spring calves, but you can do fall calves, and a lot of people are doing both nowadays, and you're ready to breed. Okay, so you spent $1,700 right then, or $1,800, all right? So if you raised your own from the farm and you kept them, say it's a 750 pounder, so that's $1,800 calf right there.
Yeah,
you could have sold,
right?
But to replace it would have cost the same amount of money,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At the same weight. I'm talking same weights here, and so but the tax benefit on buying heifers outweighs keeping your own by a long ways because you don't get no tax benefits.
No, you can't write off a heifer.
Yeah, but you can if you buy it.
Right.
All right.
If you raise it in your own pasture and you keep it, you can't ride it off. Yeah.
So there's what's going on with that number there. And like you said, you can't go wrong either way. But say you have to go borrow that money to buy that set of heifers. You get the tax write-off, but the interest rates today are crazy.
I mean, it's a matter of, like, when are you going to start making a profit? Like, you went and bought this heifer, but when are you going to start making a profit?
Well, that's the thing. And right now, it's almost even Steven except for the interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you borrow the money. So anyway, but if you do this, if you buy a heifer at 700 pounds that's ready to breed and you're ready to, you know, you're looking at another 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you've only owned that calf 9 months or 10 months, whatever you want to call it, from the time you get it. Everything in order and you get it bred, you got a calf on the ground. Now if you keep your replacement heifers out of your own herd, it's 3 years before you get your first paycheck. Correct. Am I looking at that right? Pretty close.
Yes.
30 to 36 months, somewhere in that time frame. Anyway, is that be yeah so because you're breeding them at 700 pounds, what would they be? 800, 900? It would be they'd be a year old. No, they won't be a year old. Yeah, they'd be in there somewhere. So it's 15 months when you're breeding them. They're 15 months old.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 24
because they're
months.
Two by the time
two
they
years,
have it. Yeah.
Two years. Then you have the calf at 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to wait till that calf gets 500-600 pounds.
Which is another
wean them.
Eight months.
Right. So you're basically looking at 30 to 36 months before you get your first paycheck.
Right.
So, anyway, I mean, what do you do here? But if you borrow the money for a 700-800-pound heifer and you get a bred, you're looking another 12 months before she has her calf. If you take getting cycle heat and all that, blah, 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 through there. And but your bank notes do. So, what do you think? What do you do? What do you want to do? Do you want to go borrow money?
I don't want to go borrow. I mean, coming from a person.
But a lot of guys do borrow money to buy cattle.
Yes. Okay, so prices are really good right now.
Yeah.
And I think going and buying a heifer would be great right now. But if you look at it in, like, a couple years maybe.
After the peak.
When those prices fall.
Yeah.
I mean, those heifers that I raised and that are out in my pasture that have been there the entire time, they look pretty good. I think it's a double-sided coin.
Right. What about let's finish this up on our fourth segment, because we've got some responses. Buying heifers is better for tax purposes. Buy from a reputable breeder.
Yes, I would say knowing the producer that's selling to you is going to help you, especially if you don't have the genetic information. You can learn a lot just by having a conversation with them and getting to know what you're buying a little bit.
Well, what if we talk about, in our fourth segment, because we got to go to break, so we get Aubrey on here. What if we talk about buying first calf pairs or second heifer pairs?
You're never going to let that go. That was like 4 months ago.
Anyway, second calf cows? How's that? Second calf
cows. Yeah, let's go with that.
What about doing that instead of doing the heifer deal?
I mean,
we're talking about raising cattle on the farm or on the ranch to take to the sell barn to sell. We're not talking about following them all the way through the feedlot to the processor. We're talking about the majority of the small, medium-sized cow-calf producers.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
I mean, we can get deep into this stuff.
I mean, this conversation could go on for hours if it needed to.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, she will have your Northwestern Oklahoma forecast, Long Ranger, and then we'll have Aubrey Latham on. Talk about this really awesome sale coming up in Altus. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's almost here.
In motion is Patton. It's going to be that trap play to Garbarino up the middle. That's a 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Big outs! Cooper Garbarino, 77 yards.
We're closing in on the start of Big Elk football, which means Big Elk TV will be on the air before you know it.
Wynn and Garza are the running backs. Jones under center. Austin, snap, turn, hand off to Wynn. Jaden piles toward. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
You'll be able to watch and see if Coach Maynard's brown and white clad Elks can continue their winning ways.
Snap back, play action, lobs it toward the end zone. He's got a man. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks. Tucker Garza.
To get your business on the Big Elk TV screen, call 225-9696 or stop by our office at 220 South Pioneer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
To find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30, If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Keep that text line hopping.
We had
some really good responses. I can't wait to discover. So anyway, what's happening up in the weather in the northwest part?
Hey, I picked Beaver, Oklahoma today. It is 95 in Beaver, but it feels like 99 degrees. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point is 67 degrees. Humidity is 39%. Wind is out of the west at 8 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:50 p.m. Today you can expect a high of 100 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour. Tonight it's going to get down to 77 degrees and stay mostly cloudy. Tomorrow it's going to be 100. Thursday it's going to be 99. It's actually going to cool off. Cool off. When I say cool off, I mean it's going to be like 95 on Friday. And there's actually a slight chance of thunderstorms on Saturday. 20% chance. So.
Yeah. My buddy, Lacey Swope, mm-hmm. They're both buddies. But anyway, she said that this heat dome is getting ready to move off this weekend towards the southeast. And the chances of storms rolling through Oklahoma again looks really good starting this weekend through the next couple of weeks. So it's all good. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous Aubrey Latham. Welcome to the show, sir.
How are you guys doing?
We're great.
We're great. We're having a legitimate argument about heifers on the show today.
We appreciate dropping in on the show today. We are down here in Altus, Oklahoma, as we speak. The guys are gone to lunch, and I'm sitting in our mobile office. It's a balmy 70 degrees in here.
Oh, well, it's 70 in here, too. That's going to change here in about 20 minutes. Well, this weekend, Saturday at 9 a.m. in Altus, this is going to be a great sale.
It's a good sale. We had the high-end sale in April. This is Reeser Brothers Estate. This is wraps up their estate. Got a late model combine, a 93 and a 9400 John Deere, several grain trucks, lots of equipment. Hay round bale trailers, lots of grain cutters. It's a big sale. Check it out on the web at xitauctions.com. And you can go to that little red bar there that says proxy bid. You can look at everything, pre-bid if you would like. If you can't make the auction, just bid online, register and bid online. We've already got over 100 bidders, and we got 2,400 people looking at the sale online. So it's got. We talked about this last time, about 6 months ago. You know, we do... And that sale was like $1.3 million. We did $369,000 online of that sale from North Dakota to Tokyo, Texas. Have you ever heard of Tokyo, Texas?
No, you said Tokyo, and I was like, what? And then you said Texas.
Tokyo, Texas, it's over by Lubbock. But no, this sale Saturday is going to be a good one. We typically start at 9 a.m., but we're going to typically start at 10. But Saturday, due to the heat, we'll be starting at 9. There's very little small stuff. We'll be right on lot one at 9 o'clock. Then we've got a big shop cooler, welder and stuff. We'll sell that at the end of the sale. There's only like 15 pieces of big, nice shop equipment. So we'll be right on lot one at 9 o'clock. We've got a great caterer and Wild Bill's. We've got a good barbecue truck that'll be here. Plenty to drink, plenty to eat. So be sure and make that.
What tractors are on this sale?
Oh, this sale Saturday, 9300 John Deere, 9400 John Deere. There's a 7140 case, a couple of small Massey tractors. If you don't just be a small shredding tractor around the place.
Okay.
There's a 275 and a 165. So there's a good assortment.
And so, this is going to be great.
Okay, well, let me give you a rundown of what we've got going on. Saturday, September 2nd, north of Hollis, about 8 miles north, that's Dr. Charles Carter. Take a look at that sale. There's everything from 59 El Camino to 8870 John Deere tractor. He is rented all of his farm ground out, so we're going to be selling all of his farm equipment, shop equipment. There's lots of collectibles. There's a Cushman scooter on there that's very nice. A lot of his items are like new or near new. So be sure and write that down. That's September 2nd, 8 miles north of Hollis. Then a big, big sale right there in Elk City, September 23rd at Dan Fillingham Estate. If you knew Dan, he has quality equipment. He did a lot of oil field service and right-of-way service. So there's lots of smaller equipment and skid steer equipment, things like that. Lots of good tools, four-wheelers, and just a good assortment of everything. And that's September 23rd, right there just south edge of Elk City. And then we wrote a big sale down in Mangum, Saturday, October the 28th, Jewett Scott. I think everybody knew Jewett Scott down in Mangum. Trucks, trailers, tractors, tools. That'll be a big one Saturday, October 28th.
Okay.
So give me a call at 393-4440 or Daniel Rogers at 471-3824. Daniel's the one that makes it all happen. He's a setup guy and takes care of most all the incoming calls on equipment. Liz does a great job on ProxyBid. I'll give a shout out to her, and we've got a good crew also.
Well, that sale down at Altus will be this Saturday at 9 a.m., and then you've got another one coming up September 2nd at Hollis, and that's Dr. Carter's auction going on. And you're right, I've heard through the grapevine he's got pretty nice equipment.
Yes, sir, good stuff. But check us out on ProxyBid. Like I say, we've been getting lots of action there. Some auction companies are just using online only, but, our average farmers, 50, 60, 70 years old, and so they like to come to the auctions and like to do so. We just incorporate both. You can bid live. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no buyer's premium. We don't ever charge a buyer's premium on-site, and then there's a small 5% fee should you decide to use ProxyBid. So we've got a loader here. We'll have a loader here. We'll load Saturday after the auction, then we'll also load Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday down here at Alta. So we've got a big loader, no charge for that either.
Well, I might holler at you next week. I want to see what this equipment sells for.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a good question. All over the country, prices have just been higher and higher and higher. Machinery Pete had us listed last time with the sale we had for this same family. We set another record. I believe that was on a 7810. It might have been a bigger size John Deere, but we set another record here at Altus last time on the highest tractor sold in the last 90 days.
Well, great. Well, Aubrey, thank you again for joining me on the phone here, me and Jill, and good luck this Saturday. I know it's going to be a good one, and I'll be interested because I have been reading some of Machine Repeat stuff, and there's been records set for the last 2 years in and out, combines, tractors, grain carts are even setting records.
Yeah. Now that's something we do have. We've got a huge grain cart on this sale. It's hydraulic, so be sure and check that out. That's all this milo crops coming. Be sure and check that out.
And you can find all this information in the Penny News, and it'll be in the new one coming up Thursday also, but it's in the one right now for sure.
Okay. Hey, let me throw one other thing in, Jimmy.
Okay. You're good. No, you're good.
We're most all electronic anymore. You don't see a lot of sale bills, so always read your Penny News. But get us your phone number. All we need is your cell number. The only time we text you is when we have a sale coming, and that's it. But that's how we've been reached up here. We've got over 4,000 locally that we text every time we're having a sale.
So what number do they do to get that? Well, how do they do that?
They can just you can call or text it just to that same 4440 number.
Right.
Or you can call and leave it at the office. 4420 is the number there.
Okay, cool. Great.
Either way, we appreciate it. Y'all have a great day. We appreciate it. God bless. Everybody be safe out there.
All right. Thanks, Aubrey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Let's take a quick break so we can get back to arguing. And yeah, because we got the text line lit up, and you've got some information from your father.
Oh, he must be listening.
Yeah, he might be listening. We'll be right back after this. This is Stockman's Vet Break. How about that?
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
For water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 31st. 1,424 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 416, brought 343. 17 at 476, brought 312. 3 at 597, brought 247. 31 at 765, brought 236. 6 at 850, brought 234. 35 at 883, brought 233. 56 at 980, brought 225. 6 head of heifers at 399, brought 261. 15 at 492, brought 251. 3 at 680, brought 240. 4 at 691, brought 223. 16 at 723, brought 237.50. 57 at 724, brought 235.50. 4 at 996, brought 199. Butcher cows were 60 to 129.50. Butcher bulls brought 125 to 139. Bred cows were 1,200 to 1,525. Pairs brought 2,300 to 2,325. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Quit it.
I didn't say anything.
You were smirking.
I didn't say anything. Hey, I picked Eric for your Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger forecast today. It is 103 degrees, and Eric already feels like 105. Dew point is 61 degrees. Humidity is 26%. Wind is out of the south-southwest at 17 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 24 miles an hour today. Your sun is going to set at 8:43 p.m. Today you could expect a high of 104 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the southwest. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow it's also going to be 104. And Thursday it's also going to be 104. Friday and Saturday are going to be 103. So it's going to be pretty hot for the rest of the week.
Okay, here we go.
The timeout's over.
Are you ready? Hey, don't forget, coming up this weekend is the First Baptist Church of Carter's frog gigging. Yeah.
My brother's going. He's excited. Yeah. He's like three prong.
I think I found some frogs yesterday. I might be participating.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're ready to start on this cow deal again.
Yeah.
Okay. So where we left it was, We had we were talking about heifers, whether to buy, replace, keep your own, and all this. So anyway, I had a couple of
comments
that make sense, because your dad's comment and what I'm going to make on another producer's makes sense. So this gentleman here texted in, this person texted in, raise my own replacements. As a small producer, I can barely cash flow at as much less buy replacement heifers. Best case scenario, I can integrate them into my herd for a generational herd. Cool to see grandmas babysitting their daughter's calves and the grandkids, in other words, he's saying. Know the genetics, etc. Worst case, I can sell them as guaranteed bred heifers the following year to help with the expenses.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And another one says, and this is what's going to bring up to me and you and your father and another producer's conversation. Having enough forage to carry retained heifers is another hurdle to consider.
For sure.
Example, I know one gentleman this year that keeps quite a few heifers, didn't keep any because he didn't know if he was going to have the forage. Well, here we go. It rains.
It rained a lot.
And he had it. So, but he still got a good price for his heifers he did sell.
Right.
So that's one thing.
I mean, the market's good right now.
Yep. So anyway, your father had a comment there.
Yes.
And I'm being John Wayne father. So anyway, what do you say?
Okay. So last March, I mean March 2022, not March 2023.
Okay.
We bought commercial heifers.
What size? what, you remember?
They weren't even bred.
Okay. So they were still,
they were weaned. 18 months, less than 18 months. I mean, I don't know. It was so long ago. They were weaned. Yeah. But we bred them.
Okay.
They're all AI'd.
So they could have been 12 to 15 months.
I think anywhere in between there. Yep. Yeah. So we AI'd all of them. We kind of were coming onto the problem that, like, going into the fall, like, are we going to be able to feed them? Because it was dry. I mean, the market was still good, but it was dry. We were coming up on, like, we're running out of hay. We still got our registered herd over here. Like, what do we need to do?
Commercials were going to be the first to go.
They were headed to the sale barn first before any of our registered were, and my dad kind of had to make a decision, like, are we going to keep them or should we sell them as bred heifers right now?
What did he do?
Well, we kept them.
Yeah.
And they had their calves earlier this year, and we were supposed to wean when we got back from our Colorado trip, but it's been a little toasty since then.
Right.
And we're busy moving hay, so that hasn't happened yet, but it'll probably happen before I leave for school.
Yeah.
But we're gonna wean them. He's planning on selling those calves at about 700 pounds probably.
Okay.
Roughly. And then probably gonna sell the heifers bred this fall, because the market's real great.
So they'll be said calf heifers.
Yes.
Anyway, so they'll have their second calf in them.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. So we're going to sell them as bred heifers.
Okay.
Yep. That's the plan. So that's what we did with these commercial heifers that we bought. We bought them. We AI'd them.
But they're Angus.
They are Angus.
Got it.
They're just commercial Angus. They're not registered. Yep.
So, I mean, this is a good topic. I mean, every operation is different.
Yeah.
And the bigger size operations probably retain.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the smaller and medium sized ones probably retain. I retain some and I don't. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll buy some if, you know, but I know, but I don't buy at the sale barn. The heifers I keep, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just because I know a couple of my friends in the local area. I want some of their genetics, and that's why I buy their heifers.
Yeah.
And that's the deal. And then I sell my bulls off out of sell bulls out of my pastures because people like the genetics I have, because I'm the Sim Angus genetics,
mm-hmm.
and they make good bulls. So, you know, but the heifer deal, it can go either way. But I do like not owing Uncle Sam money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you want to buy heifer replacements,
You got some for sale?
No. No, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. What's your take on, do you think you should AI them for better genetic purposes, or do you think you should get a heifer bull?
On heifers, I can go either way on that deal, but most of the time it'll be AI.
Okay.
But then I have to have a cleanup bull.
Always.
Yeah.
Of course. So, you can't AI and not have the cleanup bull.
Yeah, because I don't know. I can't remember the name of that Angus bull that's become famous in the last 3 or 4 years for breeding Angus heifer, or for breeding heifers, period. The Simons down here.
Mm-hmm.
Down here had some. Down here by Simon's Catch. That Simon.
That Simon?
Yeah, that Simon. Yeah,
Simon's Catch sounds good all of a sudden.
Yeah, man, I wish I remember. It was a crazy bull name. But anyway, somebody texted in. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't remember it. But anyway, it's but I kept some heifers out of those heifers because of that bull line.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. And I didn't keep any bulls. But anyway, I kept some heifers just to keep that line going. So anyway, I used a Wagyu bull on my heifers. Works great whether you keep them or sell them. And probably some good meat there, too, for the dude. So I'm asking the listener, we got just enough time. Was it full-blood Wagyu bull? Or was it half Angus, half Wagyu? Anyway, interesting to find out what's going on with that dude.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I mean, there's no wrong choice. I think it depends on your situation and your herd goal, your ultimate goal for your herd.
Well, this one guy that texted in, he says he raises his own replacements. As a small producer, I can barely cash flow as it is, much less buy good replacement heifers. And then he's got a good point. Just like you was talking about, like your dad's doing with these commercial heifers he's got, he can sell them bred.
Yeah, and the market's great.
Purebred, registered Wagyu.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, what part of the country you're at? I might have to come steal one of your calves so I can feed it out and butcher it.
Too soon.
So anyway, that's pretty interesting. So anyway, thanks for all the responses on the text line today.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, so anyway, and of course, you're Miss Know-It-All over there on this
whatever.
Deal.
Whatever.
No,
I'm
really,
not.
No, you are. You're really good at what to do. And so let's go with replacement cows. Let's start that argument. We got enough.
We got 3 minutes, roughly.
Oh, it's the off. Why didn't I know that? It's Major Cooperton from down at Cooperton.
Oh.
He's retired out of the... He's retired out of the anyway, so we got so what about instead of doing heifers, going buying from either the sell barn or from a producer young cow calf pairs, like your dad's getting ready to breed these cows these heifers back. What about that?
Okay, don't put me on the record here, but I feel like we have bought young cows that have already produced a couple calves. And put them in our herd. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. I will say, if you go out and buy a young cow rather than a bred heifer, you might like your results a little more just because you know what they're producing. Like, if you can ask your producer, like, hey, what did their calves look like? Like, how big were they at weaning weight? I mean, you get a little bit more information rather than just buying a bred heifer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, or you can also look at it this way. The risk factor with a second calf is a lot better than the first calf.
For sure, yeah.
Because right now with the prices, what they are at the sale barns and everywhere, risk factor comes into effect because they're worth almost twice as much as they were last year.
Yeah.
At least $500 more. For a 500-pound calf.
Yeah.
And if Dr. Peel's right, which he has been for the last couple of years, in the next year or 18 months, year and a half,
mm-hmm.
Could be up another $500.
Right.
So, anyway.
What's your take?
On what?
What you just asked me.
On the calf.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. I really am, because that's what I do the majority of the time. I don't do for me. For some of my people that I help with their cattle, they do heifers, and you know, but I like to go buy a pair, but I buy them from somebody I know.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And
that's the way I would do it. I'd buy it from somebody you know, somebody that you can trust and you know what you're getting.
To me, if you keep a young heifer, it takes 3 years to start getting a return off her. Bam, you're exactly right.
You said it.
Yeah. And so there we have it. Anyway.
This was fun. Maybe we should argue more often.
Yeah, we should. Tomorrow, I don't know if you guys heard, but the Tulsa State Fair knocked out two state vendors and put an out-of-state vendor in at the the cattle show. Not going to be good. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill. God bless.
Killer due back in court. Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's a hearing at this hour for Rex Huerman, charged with